You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I am so excited about this segment.
Really?
I am so excited.
Well, we just talked about some very deep and serious religious divides in the country, right? So you can address that in a number of ways. You can write some op-eds.
Yep.
You can hold conferences, interfaith.
All important.
Very, very important.
Sure.
Or you can play on a sticky wicket.
There you go.
Detective Jeff Thompson is with us. And I want you to tell this a story. You were working on outreach for the NYPD, the New York Police Department.
Right.
And you were walking around the neighborhoods and you started to notice something. What was it?
Well, myself and Sergeant Rana, when we walk through certain neighborhoods and areas, all they do is watch cricket. All they do is play cricket. Everywhere you look is cricket, whether it's in person or on TV, in the restaurants, in the places.
And this was at a time when the NYPD, after 9/11, was really concerned about bringing people together and making sure they understood what Muslim communities were doing in the United States.
Well, right, yeah. The cricket program that we're talking about, that's just one example of all different ways of different communities that we reach out to in cricket. In this particular case, was determined to be the best way to create those relationships.
So Police Commissioner Ray Kelly got an idea.
I'm learning about the runs, the wickets, outs. I find it exciting. I actually hit the ball on several occasions.
The commish.
That is the commish trying to play cricket. They have about 200 young kids, most of them Muslim. They're the Pac Brighton, the Punjab, the Cosmos, the Panthers. These are teenagers from the outer boroughs. They're playing cricket for the NYPD United. And with us today, we've got Detective Jeff Thompson and Sergeant Adil Rana of the NYPD Community Affairs Bureau. The league is now in its third season. And as I understand, Sergeant Adil, the participation has actually doubled in the 3 years since it started.
It has. And especially this year, we had new participants that we never had the past 2 years. So the word is going around. And we're getting individuals from all over the world, like Bangladesh, Pakistan, Jamaica, Guyana, India, and all over, and they all participate and, you know, play with each other and have a great time on the field.
Now, did you play cricket as a young kid?
Yes, I did.
Did you play, Jeff Thompson?
No, I've only been playing for about 6 years, but I'm not that bad. And just say the commissioner, when he did play, he's pretty good, too.
So the Police Athletic League in New York is famous for using athletics to improve relations for youth in troubled neighborhoods around the city. But what's unique about this program? It's addressing not only just sort of general youth issues, but what else?
Well, this program, it reaches out to the new immigrants that coming into this country. They're not used to any involvement with the police because when you're coming from a different country, you know, the police are looked at it differently. You know, when you come here, and through the cricket and the outreach that we did, people are much comfortable with us. People had that fear until they actually met us. They actually, we did the outreach. We played with them. We played with the kids. And they were actually surprised to see that the police department is much more than just enforcement. We actually had to help them out and build that relationship with each other.
Okay, so they're surprised that the police are involved in cricket. What are you guys surprised at? I mean, you've been doing this for how many years?
We just completed the third season.
And you must have gotten some surprises along the way.
Well, one of the things that we got to experience, not just myself and Sergeant Rana, it took a lot of people to put this together, starting from the commissioner all the way down.
Sure.
But these are, look, they're young men, they're young Muslim men, but they're just like everyone else. So when we're out there playing, we play with them and other cops play with them as well. Everyone's the same. They want to play cricket. They want to win. And one of the other things that we did last year and we did again this year is we looked at what else do they do besides just play cricket. Otherwise, you know, they want to play cricket at every moment. But they also go on the internet. So we created a website, a YouTube page, a Twitter account that has over 400 people following us, which is even more than the amount of participants, which at first I admit I wasn't really sure what Twitter was 3 years ago. When I said, they're using it, we should use it.
Well, you say that there's officers, and they had to been officers who had to learn all the very, you know, complicated rules of cricket. They had to learn about bowling karoom balls and knocking dill scoops. And
no, absolutely right. I mean,
can you explain the dill scoop?
No.
We don't have time for that.
He refuses to do that.
We don't have time
another
on this program
day.
Well, talk about police work for a second. Ray Kelly has mentioned on many, many occasions that it's key for him to get at the radicalization point of Muslim youth in the United States as a way of combating terrorism and also opening channels into communities that the police didn't necessarily have eyes on in the past. Without characterizing you as spies, do you think this program helps you with that?
Well, I would absolutely go back to what you just said. Definitely we're not spies. We're here to help them out. We're here to do the outreach. We're here to build that gap that you know, is lost during the enforcement time, during right after, you know, September 11, where people were afraid to come out and actually speak to the police officers, because, you know, some people, you have to admit, the legal status is not, you know, they don't have the legal status. But with us doing this outreach, we're able to explain to them about the mayor's executive order 41, where, you know, they don't have to be afraid. So,
people are responding to that.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. People are absolutely responding to that. They didn't know anything about this executive order. They actually thought that whenever we talk to somebody, we actually run their immigrations. So, you know, this is by...
Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing that I always like to point out, too, is the idea behind the cricket program came directly from the police commissioner. And it wasn't, let's just put cricket together and then whoever shows up and plays. No, it was more an idea behind to reach out primarily towards the young men in the Muslim community. And what's the most genuine way to do that? It was through the sport of cricket. So cricket was that bridge to bring us together. And just like personal examples of my involvement as well as the sergeants, a lot of the times when we're out there, other than them laughing at me saying that I was trying to play cricket, being able to talk and engage them in conversations, not just about cricket, and a lot of times is whether Australia is better than Pakistan, but
Australia.
Well, he's married to an Australian. He's biased.
Now there's going to be a lot of more arguments. But then another good thing that we learned was looking at it, a lot of these young men, they've never had any interaction before whatsoever with the NYPD, and what better way than create it through cricket, the sport of cricket? And I think that was a genuine way to create that relationship.
Detective Jeff Thompson and Sergeant Adil Rana, both of the NYPD and the Cricket League through the NYPD. Their standings are reported through the local Pakistani language newspapers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.